Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Joe, I am your GM here on Fifth Watch. You can follow me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield, and you can check out my podcast, WTF Anime.
My name is Alan Sells, and I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue Athena. You can find me at Alan_Sells on Twitter.
I'm Eli, I play Kronos, and you can find me on Twitter at TheVikingBear_. And be sure to check out my other shows, Hoof and Sword and SHU Podcast.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Mitch Carver, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkieWit.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I'm playing Gwen Smith, Descent in this, and you can find me as like Twitter at Eldritch Roth. Other than that, there's a Tumblr that I'm going to set up that you can follow. I haven't decided on the URL yet. I'm very beautiful. Thank you.
We cut back into the library of Pantheon Sentai God Ranger in their headquarters in the Botanical Gardens. Jace, it's pretty late in the evening, and presumably you are still working on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Ares, could you turn up the light by 15%?
The light turns up by 15%.
Ares stands for Automated Research and Enablement System.
How long have you been sitting on that button?
Since episode one, the person I spoke to about sending Mitch with me was Ares, who is our AI.
I thought that was just a friend we hadn't met yet.
It's an AI.
There's been a robot here this whole time and I didn't know about it.
Alan, that's very good. As you're doing your work, you hear footsteps approaching.
I straighten up. And I put a marker to mark my place. I sigh. There are no food or drinks allowed in here, even though Jace would kill for a cup of coffee. And he turns to face whoever is walking in.
And holding a tray with two cups of coffee on it is your mum.
In Greek. Hi, Mama.
Evening, Jace. You weren't planning on coming home soon, were you?
You know me well.
She steps forward and puts the tray on the desk you're writing on.
Well, time to take a break. That is an order.
You know that's not allowed in here, Mom.
Oh, what's Mars gonna do?
Yell at you? Again?
Yeah, I've been dealing with it for several years. Nothing I can't handle. And she takes a look over all the books and the notes, quirks an eyebrow at you.
I'm trying to help someone, Mom. He did bad things. Not inexcusable, and honestly not that reprehensible, all things considered. But he did bad things. But he did it for such a good reason, Mom.
She pulls a chair out from the desk, sits and, like, hands the coffee over to you. As you hold it in your hand, she cups your hands and says,
committing crimes for good reasons isn't always excusable, but I absolutely trust your judgment. I also might have taken a sneak at the case files and saving kids that are being experimented on. I tend to agree with you.
Of course you did, I'm sorry.
I'm not quite that out of the game.
I know that you wouldn't have taken off the blue unless Odin made you. And he reaches out and he, like, takes her hand. He had been sitting across from her, but he moves his chair next to her and, like, puts his head on her shoulder. But that's why I love you, Mom. You're the strongest person I know.
I am proud to say that you're giving me quite the run for my money. What are you going to do?
Keep my promise. Help as much as I can.
That's a good start, but how are you?
Gwen. And his voice breaks. and tears are welling up in his eyes. He tried to stop me from meeting these people, from finding out about the kids, about who knows what else. I'm scared, Mom.
She gently rests her head on yours and says, if this is the Gwen that you know, then maybe there was some reason for this.
He kissed me to keep me distracted. I'm sure of it. And that hurts.
We, the audience, see this intense look of anger across her face, but she doesn't let any of that radiate to you. I'm so sorry, Chase. No one should have to go through that.
And Chase cries into his mother's shoulder. And after a while, the crying kind of peters out. And when she looks down at him, he is sound asleep.
What Chase doesn't get to see is his mother very easily lift him up, cradle him, and take him home. So, Mitch.
Yes, hello.
You wake up to the smell of cooking, that undeniable smell of pancakes and bacon.
It's a good day. Dad has completed a tough and rewarding mission, and this is how we celebrate.
Hadn't done says?
Yes. After I get dressed, of course. Oh, I probably have, like, the most suit-like pajamas possible.
Yeah.
Like those
yeah.
old man pajamas that have, like, lapels on them.
It's a onesie that's made up to look like a three-piece suit. Three-piece suit on a onesie.
Oh, yeah, it was like a novelty, like, silly Christmas gift. Yeah, that's what I'm wearing.
Except you have, like, 20 of them in your closet, so it wasn't a gift, was it, Mitch?
I like to be comfortable and warm and just hugged all over, but also look like I'm wearing a suit.
When you come downstairs, you don't see your dad cooking. You see Iris cooking.
Oh.
And Sky is kind of sat at the... I assume you either have like a table or like a breakfast bar.
Mm-hmm. Hey! Didn't think you were still here in my house after we ate that pizza.
Yeah, I guess you kind of conked out early. Your dad's really nice, by the way.
He is, yes. Does he know you're here?
Yeah, he asked some questions, certainly.
He does that.
But, nah, he seemed cool.
I'm texting my dad with one hand, like, hey.
Yeah, you do see, like, a message that you missed.
Oh.
That's basically the equivalent of, those two girls you had over seem nice.
I'll deal with that later. I'm unsure, but I am not going to turn down hot pancakes and bacon. I trust them at least that much to not poison my breakfast, not sully the good name of the pancakes.
And I don't know if to your surprise or not, but they are very nice.
So, plans for the day? Do you have other secrets to unearth? Are you going to tell me that, Jace is also a supervillain? Are we all supervillains? I thought I was going to be the most supervillain one on the team. I'm surprised that apparently I'm not.
Jace is, to a fault, the most heroic man I've ever met.
Good. Okay, I've got a constant I can hold on to. This is still the same world where I went to bed. Okay.
Speaking of which, Iris was saying she wants to meet Jace and Jason. Is that something that can happen?
I can try. I don't think either of them are really in the mood to be social right now. Jason I don't know real well yet. I can try. If he doesn't want to, Rupert might just make him. He probably needs the work at it. I don't know. Well, you know, he knew Minerva, but I don't know how many girls he's met.
I mean, it's okay. Iris just wanted to see them and thank them. It's nothing major.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll let them know. Maybe we can get coffee or something like that.
I think that's a good place to cut over to Jace waking up. You're in your bed, which was not where you fell asleep.
I just smile to myself and roll over and see that Mom had left like a glass of water and a vase of sweet olives because she knows they're my favorite. So my entire room smells like sweet olive, and I breathe it in, and I get out of bed, and I go brush my teeth, take a shower, put on clothes, and head downstairs.
You do notice you have a text from Mitch.
I check it. What does it say?
It says, "I met your friend Sky, you told me about. I think she's nice. She's a friend with her name Iris. I think they're both nice. I don't know much yet. I'd appreciate... not backup. I'd appreciate someone with me."
I text back, "Of course. Would you like me to come now? Question mark.
If you can, yeah. You should probably get out. That sounds good for you."
"Okay. I'll be there soon."
"Got it. Thanks."
I go down to find my mom, and I give her a swift peck on the cheek. I'm going to Mitch's. Some of the people that I've been helping out are there. And so I'm going to go meet up with them and make a plan.
I think getting out would do you some good.
Thanks for the olive, Mom.
Oh, of course. And, Jace, if there's anything else going on, you know you can always talk to me. I love you very much.
I love you, Mom. And Jace, like, wraps her in a big hug. And as Jace leaves, and the door closes, the camera lingers on a family photo, and there is a man in the picture that has not been seen yet, and they all look very, very happy. Jace looks to be about 8 years old.
I'm sorry, I just pictured an 8-year-old wearing an ascot.
In that picture, his mother is wearing the ascot.
Aww.
I'm sad that it's not you, though. I want that good, good ascot boy.
He has a training ascot, which I guess is like a kerchief.
Yeah, it's a cravat.
It's a very rumpled napkin that he has tied around his neck.
Baby Jace. What text message does Jason wake up to?
"Hi, Jason. It's Mitch. You know, from your new mandatory friends. I don't know what you're up to, but you are invited to my house for, it's not a meeting, it's not a social call, it's something kind of in between. There will be food."
Shrug emoji.
Yes, shrug emoji. "Here's my address, text me when you get here. I get things are weird, you don't have to." Boy, Mitch makes really long texts. "I get things are weird, you don't have to, but
I love that.
Give it a try."
That your text and the way that you speak is like the exact same. Like you double back and reinforce or try to like validate the thing that you said before. That's amazing that your texts are that thorough. I would go mad trying to do that.
He probably has a lot of, like, dictation.
So Jason gets up, he reads the text, and he's nervous, but he's going to try a thing. He's gonna try a little bonding thing. So he immediately texts back, "New phone, who dis?"
And Mitch texts back a photo of himself just scowling.
Scowling selfie. So he replies, "I wasn't sure I was welcome. That I'm sorry if you do not appreciate the joke. I will be there at the appointed time." I'm German still. I'm trying to do the thing. I'm trying to get in the shoes. It doesn't wash away in like a day. and I will get up, hop in the shower, and start my routine. Is Rupert even home right now, or is he off doing...
No, he's out.
Ageist things, yeah.
Just ageist things. So cutting back to Mitch before these two arrive, Sky kind of across a mouthful of pancakes and bacon. You shouldn't... Huh. I don't know what you should do about the whole deer side thing, vis-a-vis telling everyone. I guess it's up to you.
The idea of someone saying vis-a-vis with a mouthful of pancakes and bacon is the most gorgeous thing that I can think of. That is amazing.
What a stunt.
Yeah, that's next level breakfasting. Everybody, I want you to just cram pancakes in your mouth like you're a gopher just trying to store it up for the winter, and then just say vis-a-vis. Whoever's next to you, just vis-a-vis.
I didn't want to do the phone work, but...
That's the next YouTube challenge.
That's amazing. No, I'm sorry to interrupt. Please continue.
No, we need all of this after, like, how heavy all the other stuff is. Let's just talk about pancakes. Mitch chews his pancakes, thinking, and then he swallows and finishes them before he starts talking. And he says, I could look into this. I could do my own work. I will do my own work. I'm going to verify this as much as I can, but it's not going to help if I keep this from Jace. Boy wants to be involved in things. I don't want him to be hurt if this is false, but I think it'll hurt him worse, true or false, if I don't tell him at all to begin with. Jason, I don't know if he's got feelings on the matter. He's just along for the ride now, I guess.
She swallows and, well, whatever I can do to help, you know that that's the truth as far as I know.
How does your sonar work? Do you have to be looking at something to get it, or is it just sort of this constant feed and you just tune it out when you don't want to pay attention to it? Like, if I ask you if you know something and you didn't know you needed to know it, could you know it?
Pretty constant. It's weird. I have memories of conversations. A lot of conversations, and it all gets filed away somewhere.
Okay. Last Tuesday, I called my dad after school. What did I say to him?
She closes her eyes, and you can pick up that her eyes are, like, twitching behind it. You asked him if he was going to be home that night, and he said he wasn't because he was taking the Monroe job from the Sabatellis, and then you went on a whole thing about him being more careful than he was the last job.
Yeah, that's it. I was giving him a little pep talk, because I know the last time he worked for them, came back pretty banged up, and I didn't want to see it happen again. Okay. This is crazy stuff you've given me. I don't think you're lying. I think we just don't understand everything yet. But we'll understand it better the more heads we put together.
I've been working on a lot of stuff alone before the past week. And then the cause kind of fell into my lap. And she makes a significant look over at Iris. There's another guy too. You'd probably hate him.
Who is it?
I mean, he's kind of like you, but with more brooding.
Oh no. Do I also grow up and become a supervillain? Are there for reals two Mitches? Am I also a deicide? Are we all deicide?
No. His name's Aiden.
And his happy ass is in jail.
He does go to high school with me. He has gone to high school with me. Not a fan. Not a fan. I looked better than he did at prom. So we can't be that much alike.
Oh god, I can't shit talk a man in prison. But he's also like, image matters, and I dress in all black because that's the color of my soul, etc., etc. He's very extra. Not quite Jace levels, but...
Yeah, there's... I guess we're all different levels of extra. I guess it's what you get in a generation of superpower kids. You can't just have one normal one.
But if you're worried about meeting him, he's gonna be in prison for a while.
Oh, good. I don't frequent prisons. Really try to avoid those. They're gray and cold, and you don't get to pick out your own outfit in the morning.
I couldn't say, because I absolutely have never been in one. The doorbell rings. Who's arriving first? Or did you guys awkwardly meet at the same time?
That, I definitely think Jace was first.
Well, I don't know. Do you show up early or do you show up on time?
Oh, he shows up early.
Okay, then you definitely got there first because I was given it a lot of time and I am a right on time punctual.
Hey guys, welcome back to Fifth Watch. I hope you're enjoying this latest episode. It's been an interesting edit to put together with the whole party being split up. As it is, I guess maybe we'll find out if everyone makes up as friends again. I also don't know if many people catch the little things that we put at the end of the episode. Sometimes it's like bloopers or sometimes it's actually plot stuff after the music sting. Maybe stick around for just a little bit, there might be some plot stuff. Yeah, I'll just drop in here to give you the usual mid-episode break things, and then let you get on with the show. So, if you'd like to find the Lost Library on Twitter, we are there at Lost Library Cast, and you can reach out to us via email by hitting us up at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com. You can find the Lost Library and some other great shows over at fifthdraw.com. And as ever, our music is Save the World by Cambo. Once again, for our High Tide recommendation, I would love you to go and check out Horrible Barovia Time. It's a really neat playthrough of the Curse of Strahd module for D&D 5th edition with a group of very endearing and hilarious characters. All of the players are fantastic. I'm a big fan of the show. So I would like you to check that out and hopefully you find something you enjoy. You can find them on YouTube by looking up Horrible Barovia Time or following the link in our show notes, and you can find them on Twitter at Horrible Barovia. So yeah, that's it. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Yes, Mitch, your doorbell goes.
I have a camera that I check beforehand. I know I invited people over, but it's just a long ingrained in me second nature to look at it.
Has Jace been here before?
I don't know. What do you think?
I could see us doing movie nights at Mitch's.
Probably, like, there was probably something Jace tried to do very early on in Fifth Watch, and Mitch didn't want to, but he also, like, wanted to show off his home theater setup.
Uh-huh.
So he...
It wasn't popcorn for Netflix. Definitely not. Like, it should have been just, like, popcorn, but, like, Mitch went way heavy into it, and there's, like, hors d'oeuvres. Like, masterfully crafted, stylish-looking hors d'oeuvres on silver platters.
And they were all themed after what we were watching, which was Moana.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there are kid-friendly cocktails that are in theme that, like, you... Like, he did, like, a whole movie party night.
Oh, yeah, I think that's true. I think Mitch is a Mountain Dew man for everyday purposes, but for special events, I think he's way into mocktails.
Yes.
Yes.
So good. So yes, you said that Jace has arrived.
He's giving a peace sign to the camera.
Oh, I'm gonna open the door. I'm smiling a little bit. It's good to, like, hear from Jace. Jace is somebody who's normally very, like I said, involved. So if Jace has been kind of on the outskirts for a couple days, it's weird. It's like, oh, good. Jace is back.
When you open the door, Jace is wearing jeans and sneakers. He's wearing, like, this blue, almost pinstriped button-down shirt. But it's one of those, what's the fabric where it's all like wrinkly? Is it seersucker? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's like a linen sort of thing.
He's got that going on with his ascot, but unmistakably you see huge bags under his eyes. Hey, Mitch.
Oh, hey, you look like you did need to get out. Yeah, I was right.
I've been doing some research.
Good. I've got research I found out, too, so it'll be a big, big learning day.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, well, come on in. Get yourself some pancakes. They'll do you a world of good. And I've got coffee.
As Jace comes in, he does the awkward Christian side hug with Mitch.
Oh, Alan, you do really live in the South.
Uh-huh. Any other Southerner listening knows exactly what I'm talking about.
He's giving you that, like, Gravity Falls awkward sibling hug. Like, pat, done.
Jace also has a satchel, because of course he does. And when he, like, gets to the counter and he makes his, like, gets his food, he, like, reaches in and he pulls out a big legal pad that has obviously been loved. Like, the pages are kind of bent and obviously been flipped a lot. His handwriting is very flowy and very clean. But yeah, he gets that out and kind of puts it on the table. And across the top, it says, Aiden case info.
Good. So you guys will have stuff to talk about.
Hi, Sky.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Oh, hi, Iris. How are you?
She waves and then gives you a thumbs up.
Well, I've got some good news.
That is something we need. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm calling it the Bronze Ballista Defense. So Aiden has been very careful in his organization and whom he targeted. I can easily make the case that he was stealing from the rich to give to the poor, that he was targeting criminal factions in order to support these folks. And I really think we've got a good case here. I mean, and he holds up the notebook and flips it, and it's almost entirely full of, like, detailed notes, who, what, when, where, why, when a crime happened, who was the target, you know, all of that fun stuff. It's like a Pelpe Silva board, but a flip book.
She just kind of, like, takes a moment, like, kind of looks at it, and in a stage whisper is just kind of, you really are so extra.
You wrote that out longhand? You didn't bring a laptop? Your laptop died? What are you doing with a notebook?
Ares gets jealous if we bring in laptops.
You have a sassy, competitive boy/girlfriend that is a computer AI.
Yep. That's why I had to ask very nicely to bring Mitch with me, because at first, Ares was not going to have any of it.
Oh, yes.
I had to call in a favor, because I did the AI a favor.
Well, this is far much more than he's going to get.
Wait, what do you mean?
He's got a state-assigned attorney, and he is going up against mafia lawyers? So...
Okay, I need to contact the courts. And he, like, takes some... Like, he gets out another notebook, but this one's, like, one of those little mini Stitto pads, and is just like, okay, need to call judge, need to get in contact with counsel to give them information...
I imagine that Jace does go to the trial of, like, every villain he has put away and then just stands, like, real supportive behind, like, the good guy, behind, like, the law enforcement.
It's God Ranger tradition.
Yeah, he definitely...
He constantly has his hands on his hips, and it's a weird pose. Like, you don't do that all the time. But, like, there he is!
He's a contact labeled The Courts in his phone, and he calls it up and he's like, hi, Dolores.
She's old, she's seen it all, she doesn't want to deal with it, like, she's just trying to get to retirement. She's like, okay, Jace, you're calling again, why are you calling me, why,
I am not even the clerk of courts. Why are you calling me? I work adjacent to the court. I'm in the file department.
You work adjacent?
No, you did that line last week. I don't like it. I already told you that. I don't like it.
If you put me through, I'll bring you more baklava.
I do love baklava. Okay, this is okay now. I love you, honey. Thank you,
Dolores. Love you, too.
You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Welcome to Fifth Watch Community Theater. Sky is kind of, if you let her, she takes the notes and starts kind of flipping through them.
Oh, of course.
This is good. He actually might have a chance. I need to let him know before he does anything stupid.
Well, he knows not to do anything stupid. I told him I was going to do this. He didn't believe me, did he?
What's the best way I can say fucking no in his own words? He didn't believe you could do anything. I think that's more appropriate.
Well, never doubt a God Ranger when they put their mind to something. Especially one blessed by the Goddess of Wisdom.
Fair. Okay, I need to let him know. If he hasn't already sprung himself out of there.
Mitch, you said that you had something that you wanted to... that you had some research?
Yes. Finish your breakfast first.
Okay.
I invited Jason along. It seemed like...
good.
The responsible thing to do, I guess.
We can have some good team bonding.
Yeah, I felt bad leaving him out, so... I don't know if I want him to walk in on the middle of all this research. Like, if he's gonna be here, he should be here from the beginning.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Ding dong.
Who could that be?
And appropriately, Jason arrives.
I look at the camera again, matter of habit. And I open the door and I try and be welcoming. Hello, this is my house.
Did I even get a chance to knock at the door, or was it like I showed up at the door and it swung open? So like I didn't even have that moment to prepare. Like it was just like a foot on the doormat and boom, like door swings open. Like the most awkward, weird, like Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of bullshit.
Oh yeah, I probably do have like a sensor, like that'll tell me when somebody's there before they even knock. Yeah,
you are the technophile. Like the moment that my mass had entered your lawn in any way, I'm sure you got like an update on your phone.
We don't have a lawn. I think we have like this like brick like townhouse downtown that like looks all like classic and brick and old New York or something. On the outside and on the inside, it's like very glossy and polished and contemporary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The point still stands. As soon as I got in a close enough proximity, I feel like your phone was getting updates about like, yo, somebody's in your vicinity. Check this out.
I just wanted to make sure you guys weren't picturing Mitch in just like a normal suburban home, because that's
I
not
don't
happening.
Think- Any of our listeners were like, yeah, that Mitch guy, just like a classic.
He lives in a 2.5 bath with a white picket fence.
Salt of the earth, that Mitch. So, no, you swing open the door and Jason's sitting there. At this point, his hair, he's not completely bald anymore. He's got a little bit of that buzz cut stubble starting to come in. He's in a white V-neck t-shirt with some skinny jeans, the shirt tucked in with a belt. It's not looking bad. Jason's got a swimmer's body, if I were to describe it. So now he's just awkwardly staring as the door swung open because he thought he was going to have a minute to prep, and he totally didn't. So he's just staring at you.
I recognize you've never done this before. It's okay. I don't have a lot of experience either. Don't worry about it. Come on in. Do you like coffee? Juice?
What did you invite me over for?
You're gonna find out. I'm sorry to tell you, I don't think it's gonna be fun. but I felt bad not inviting you.
This is seeming very weird to me. I'm a little off-put. You've only described that this is going to be weird, and it's not as good a time as I thought. Am I about to be murdered in a basement? At least tell me I am not going to be murdered in a basement.
You're safe. When you're in this home, you're safe, okay? I want you to know that. This isn't a trick. This isn't a trap. It's just, we got plots to unravel.
Okay, I am comfortable with this meeting. Very good.
Yeah, I imagine living with Rupert, you're completely comfortable with business. I think that's all that man is. You cut open his arm and he bleeds out a spreadsheet.
You were very wrong about that.
Okay.
He's a good person.
Oh, okay.
Can I step inside? This is awkward having this conversation on your doorstep.
Oh yeah, come on in. I'm glad you meant that you've gotten to know Rupert, not like, oh, I saw Rupert's blood because Rupert got hurt and I can tell you it's blood and not some metaphorical spreadsheet like the joke I was trying to make. I trust Rupert. I make fun of him, but...
You are a very nice person, and I do not know if it is my lack of understanding of your language that is coming across. I am not understanding your meanings a lot of the time. It's coming off... I'm having a hard time understanding.
I will be more literal, Jason. That's a good tip. Thanks. I wasn't really thinking about it.
I understand that this is not my first language, and that is okay. I know English very well, but the way that English is and the way that you people speak it are very different things.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm sorry. Again, can I come inside? Because this is feeling very, very awkward.
I'm just going to steer you to the breakfast bar and sit you down.
And when you get in there, Jace has a plate of pancakes, and he's put whipped cream on there and made two little whipped cream eyes and, like, put blueberries in there, made a little strawberry nose, and gave it a little banana mouth. And he smiles and hands it to Jason. Hey, good morning.
We don't even have blueberries. I don't know where you got those.
Those are his pocket blueberries. He keeps them around for emergencies.
Really off topic, but there was an episode of Chopped I watched one time where a chef had cocoa nibs in his pocket and used them. And then they were like, yeah, you brought in outside food. You're disqualified.
Oh, no.
Who the hell just...
What a weird pocket food.
Do not serve people pocket food, people. That's a public service announcement from Fifth Watch. Do not serve pocket food.
Sailor says.
Right? God Ranger tip of the day. Do not serve pocket food.
Oh, is it too late to start adding in, like, Sailor Jace says at the end of every episode?
Nope. Nope, I don't think so.
It's never too late. Yes. So, Jason will look at Jace. That is delightful, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to eat, but I'm going to eat.
You notice the legal pad, by the way. It's just kind of casually on the table.
You also notice someone you recognize, and Sky, but someone you recognize just kind of watching you.
Okay, I'm going to feel those eyes on me, and I'm being very polite and ingesting the foods and having a good time trying to be amicable because I know that I screwed up before. But I'm going to feel them eyes on me, and I'm just going to pause. I'm going to, like, head still down, kind of look up,
you see a girl that you only know as, or only briefly knew as Minerva.
And there's going to be food on the fork and, like, pause. And I just stop dead in my tracks and drop my fork and bite my lip. And I'll stand up and I'll walk over. Is she sitting down?
I think as you kind of stand up, she also stands.
And I'm going to walk over to her and I'm not going to say a thing. And I'm going to give her a hug.
Oh.
She hugs back very warmly.
And as my head's like pressed in close, I'll be like, not here. Not here. Not now. But
we will talk. Oh god, this is so awkward.
God, secrets.
No, not secrets. It's just none of you had that weird day camp we hung out at.
Yeah,
true.
With you know, human experimentation.
She releases the hug and is still kind of gripping your shoulders.
I am Jason. It is nice to meet you.
Her mouth is kind of like slacked open a bit, and she's making movements with her jaw, like she's trying to sound things out. Give me a superior roll.
Ooh, a superior roll. This will be the first I've ever had to do.
That's just like my broad perception.
I kind of figured on that. Okay, plus superior, that is going to be 12.
Okay. Yeah, so in these like kind of small like micro movements she's making, the entire inside of her mouth has been marred with like scar tissue, and she doesn't have a tongue.
And I'm going to, as I'm like reaching, or I've got my hand on her shoulder, and it's gonna look like a casual sweep of just running your hands through your hair, and it's gonna keep going till I get to the back of the skull, where I can feel some scars of my own, and I'm gonna sweep like that, and I'm gonna breathe out like a sigh, and put my other hand on her shoulder again, and just kind of give her like that reaffirming grip.
And Skye is just kind of looking between that and then looking between Jace and Mitch.
Oh yeah, the rest of you fuckers don't exist. We're dealing with our own thing.
I give kind of an encouraging yet confused smile.
Cut to a hotel room. There is the sound of a running shower, TV playing. Stepping out of the shower and into the hotel room proper, wrapped in several towels for her very long hair, is Seth Tridell. She takes a seat on the bed and distractedly watches whatever's on TV. She didn't really pick it. She's still quite getting to grips with what the hell TV is. And there's metallic tapping at her window. She looks over, and there's a small chrome and blue metallic bird. She kind of looks at it askance for a second. And then an explosion rocks her hotel room.
Oh! Not allowed. No.
Oh.
Ah!
Wow.
Ah!
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.